This audio production is brought to you by the Islamic Institute of Toronto.
Okay, Sheikh, go ahead, inshallah ta'ala.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma lakal hamdu hamdan kathiran tayyiban mubarakan fihi. Lakal hamdu millas samawati wa millal ard wa milla ma shi'ta min shay'in ba'd. Wa nusalli wa nusallimu ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa hlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. Brothers and sisters, it's my pleasure to welcome you to another episode in our series, Illuminate Your Life. I have a beautiful tradition about meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This very beautiful tradition, let us cherish meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us learn how we can look forward to meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How we can receive the glad tidings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the time of death. Let me read the tradition in Arabic, translate it, explain its meanings. Man ahabba liqa'a Allahi ahabba Allahu liqa'ahu. Wa man kariha liqa'a Allahi kariha Allahu liqa'ahu. Al-Rawi Abu Musa al-Ashari, al-Masdar Sahih al-Bukhari. Whoever loves to meet Allah, Allah will love to meet him. And whoever hates to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will hate to meet him. Narrated is Abu Musa al-Ashari. And source is Sahih Bukhari. Of course, this is recorded in other collections as well. In another report of Bukhari, on the authority of Ubadah ibn Samit, radiallahu anhu, we read, Man ahabba liqa Allahi ahabba Allahu liqa'ahu. Wa man kariha liqa Allahi kariha Allahu liqa'ahu. Qalat Aisha aw ba'du azwajihi inna lanakrahu al-maut. Qala laysa dhak. Walakin al-mu'mina idha hadarahu al-maut بُشِّرَ بِرِضْوَانِ اللَّهِ وَكَرَامَتِهِ فَلَيْسَ شَيْءٌ أَحَبَّ إِلَيْهِ مِمَّا أَمَامَهُ وَأَحَبَّ لِقَاءَ اللَّهِ وَأَحَبَّ اللَّهُ لِقَاءَهُ وَإِنَّ الْكَافِرَ إِذَا حُذِرَ بُشِّرَ بِعَذَابِ اللَّهِ وَعُقُوبَتِهِ فَلَيْسَ شَيْءٌ نَكْرَهَ إِلَيْهِ مِمَّا أَمَامَهُ كَرِهَ لِقَاءَ اللَّهِ وَكَرِهَ اللَّهُ لِقَاءَهُ. Whoever loves to meet Allah, Allah will love to meet him. Whoever hates to meet Allah, Allah will hate to meet him. On hearing these words of the Messenger of Allah, Aisha, one of the wives of the Prophet, according to the reporter, said, all of us hate to die, O Messenger of Allah. Whence the Prophet said, that is not the intent of the statement. The statement means when a believer who is facing death is given the good news of Allah's acceptance of him and the honor Allah has in store for him, he would look forward to it and would love to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah would love to meet him. If on the other hand, a disbeliever is given the news of the punishment of Allah that awaits him, he would hate to meet Allah and Allah would hate to meet him. A third report by Muslim from Aisha radhiyallahu anha also confirmed the same. But it says it is Aisha radhiyallahu anha who asked the Prophet the question. Every one of us hate death. So this tradition speaks of the glad tidings awaiting those who look towards the hereafter at the time of death. Glad tidings awaiting us at the time of death. The death is a certainty that no living person can escape. Allah reminds us, كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ. Every soul will taste death. And كُلُّ شَيْءٍ هَالِكٌ إِلَّا وَجَهُ. Everything will perish except his face. And the Prophet is told, reminded in the Quran, إِنَّكَ مَيِّتٌ وَإِنَّهُمْ مَيِّتُونَ. You, O Prophet, will certainly die, and so will they. And then all of you will gather before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for judgment. This life is short. The life after death, however, is abiding, enduring, everlasting. وما هذه الحياة الدنيا إلا لهو ولعب وإن الدار الآخرة لهي الحيوان لو كانوا يعلمون. The life of this world is nothing but diversion and play, and the home of the hereafter is the life, the real life, if they only knew. In another place, ولدار الآخرة خير للذين اتقوا أفلا تعقلون. The home of the hereafter is better for those who are righteous. Do you not understand? Therefore, the Messenger of Allah reminds us, كن في الدنيا كأنك غريب أو عابر السبيل. Live in this world as if you were a stranger or wayfarer. Ali radiallahu anhu, the fourth of the pious caliphs, said, this world is leaving us behind so fast, and the next world is fast approaching. So be among those who look towards the next world. For today is the time to work without judgment, and tomorrow is judgment and no work. Those who expect to meet Allah will consider this world as a temporary abode. While living here, their policy in this world is what was told to Qarun, وَابْتَغِ فِي مَا آتَاكَ اللَّهُ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةِ وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. And seek with what Allah has bestowed upon you the home of the hereafter, and do not neglect your share of this world. In other words, Islam doesn't want us to renounce the world, but work in this world, use the resources of this world to get to the Jannah in the next year world. So they do not cling to this life. Instead, as Dr. Iqbal said, believers will welcome death with a smiling face. That is so because at the time of death, they are comforted by the angels. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَا اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوعَدُونَ. Truly, those who say our Lord is Allah and then stand steadfast and firm, the angels will descend upon them saying, fear not nor grieve, and rejoice in the garden that you have been promised. Moments before the parting of this world, they will have a peep into the next world as the veil shielding us from the unseen realities will be slightly lifted at the time of death. And we will have experiences which those around us waiting upon us will never see or experience. Such glad tidings will include vision of angels greeting them, a vision of paradise, seeing the departed souls of their families and loved ones awaiting to receive them. There are so many reports of this in the traditions. We have many inspiring stories of such auspicious moments. The Prophet's face was shining like a bright moon a few hours before his death. Anas radiallahu anhu reported that the Prophet removed the curtain of his apartment and looked at the companions lined up in prayer. And he says, I never saw such a bright face before. Because, you know, he's awaiting. He has received that glad tidings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Earlier, he had addressed the people saying that Allah had given him a choice to continue to live in this world or return to what he had in store for him. And that he has chosen already the latter, chosen to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and enjoy the honor and the blissful state that Allah has prepared for him. The martyrs of Uhud, like Sa'ad ibn Rabi and others, reported experiencing the fragrance of paradise as they were in the throes of death. When the dust of Uhud battle settled down, the Prophet sent out some of his companions to look for the martyrs. And one of those, Zayd ibn Thabit, who went out to look for Sa'd ibn Rabi, reported that he found him in his last moments. Zayd ibn Thabit conveyed the greeting of the Prophet to him, and Prophet wanted to know how he was feeling. Sa'd ibn Rabi said, tell the Messenger of Allah, I am already experiencing what he has promised us. I experience the fragrance of Jannah. And he asked him to tell the Ansar. They have no excuse before Allah for not defending the Prophet of Allah until their last breath. Earlier, another companion, Anas ibn Nadir, had plunged into the midst of the battle, telling Sa'd ibn Mu'adh that he's already smelling the fragrance of paradise. When Bilal radiallahu anhu was dying, his wife started crying. He comforted her, saying, this is the time to celebrate. Wa taraba. This is the time to celebrate, for soon I will be joining the company of my beloved Muhammad and his party, because the angels already conveyed the good news to him. Abdullah ibn Mubarak, another great scholar and saint in Islam, he was in the throes of his death. And he had become unconscious, then suddenly opened his eyes, smiling, and said, لِمِثْلِ هَذَا فَلْيَعْمَلِ الْعَامِلُونَ. For such honor, all should strive. Saying this, he surrendered his soul. As opposed to the above are the horrors of the disbelievers that the disbelievers experience at the time of death. حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءَ أَحَدَهُمُ الْمَوْتُ قَالَ رَبِّ ارْجِعُونِ لَعَلِّي أَعْمَلُ صَالِحًا فِي مَا تَرَكْتُ. When death approaches any of them, they will cry, my Lord, let me go back so I may do good in what I left behind. Lessons. True believers are those who are conscious of the transient nature of this life. They are also certain of the life hereafter. And so they will remember death always and live in expectation of meeting with their Lord. At the time of death, they will be given glad tidings of the honor Allah has in store for them. So they love to meet Allah, and Allah also will love to meet them. The disbelievers, however, live as if there is no other life. Since they never expect to meet Allah, they will hate to die, especially when they are forewarned of the terrible fate awaiting them after death. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us all from such a terrible fate. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of his mercy and grace, include us among those who love to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And let Allah grant us a death with a smiling face. As Dr. Iqbal said, a believer would welcome death with a smile in his face. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
You have been listening to an audio production by the Islamic Institute of Toronto, Education for Virtuous Living. Please visit our website at www.islam.ca.